Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind? That just happened.
What's up, friendos? Welcome in to the In This League Fantasy Football Podcast. Week 16 ranks, playoff time. Oh, baby, let's do it. We are going to give you our Week 16 ranks, all of the potential injuries, some of the craziness, and our ranks are going to be based on the crazy plays that you might want to get into, some of our top plays of the week. We also have the Jack Boyce featurette with Jack Boyce this week and some of his featurettes as well. So we've got all that in store. It's Bogman. It's Welsh. I'm Welsh. That's Bogman. Hi, Bogman.
Hey, what's going on, Welsh? Are you ready for another week where you're happy and I am as miserable as can be? Because that's what it's going to be. Even in Christmas time.
Yeah, you're not very Christmas joyous.
Nope, I'm not. My team is miserable. It's not fun.
I'm alive in three more leagues.
So.
You told me you have no Christmas stuff up in your house.
Well, we have very little. So, well, it's not me. It's remember we had the foundation issues in the house and
put a tree up.
Okay. But we needed to fix like the area where the tree would go up is all the stuff that needed to get fixed. So
when did your tree go up?
We don't have a tree. We have like a little tiny tree.
You don't. Bogman hates Christmas.
Okay.
Bogman hates Christmas. That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, Baker Mayfield guy and hates Christmas.
I really do hate decorating for Christmas. It's just not something I'm going to do. So I like it when other people do it, but I don't like doing it. So, it's just, I remember I have bad, like, I have post-traumatic stress from my grandma directing stuff around Christmas. It was not a fun time.
No.
It was miserable. Yeah. And then I was like, how long can we go without leaving this stuff up before we look like white trash? And, you know, it was never very long.
I'm very into keeping it up really long. We've had our stuff up forever. I was just shocked when you told me there's nothing up.
Well, like I said, it's the area that needed to be repaired, and the guy is coming to finish repairs today on the 20th. That is the area where we would normally put all the stuff up. So
no tree. I mean, again, hey, plenty of people don't celebrate Christmas. You don't have to do that. I just assumed Bogman was a fun guy. Fun guy Bogman out there celebrating, Christmas hats on, maybe some of those like light necklaces, candy canes. As when I think of you, I think of candy canes. Presents and stockings.
Well, look, just because my Ghost of Christmas Future is a mall Santa doesn't mean that I love putting up decorations and, you know, doing all that stuff. So I have a built-in job. When this hair turns white on my face and on my head, I can be the best mall Santa ever. And I'll be the only sober one, but well, not drunk one.
As long as you'll still be able to be with
him. Wouldn't say sober, but not drunk. You know,
you'll be able to be within 150 yards of kids and stuff.
Well, like that, you know, I got a lot of stuff going on. Luckily, that is not one of them.
How can we get you into the Christmas spirit? Maybe Friday, deck our balls. We'll do it. Bogman is not in the Christmas spirit. Will he be there by then? You'll have to tune in and find out. InThisLeague.com on the Patreon. Only a couple days left as we're recording this. Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern. Bogman and I are going to be jumping on Patreon only. It's not going to be on Twitch or anything like that. It's on our Patreon only. It's the only way to watch it. And we just essentially wrapped up our big fun thing. We always try to have like a main event-ish thing when we do these. I'm actually forgetting what last year's was. We did the games. We've had the Deckard Ball games for a couple years. I think we did a video game thing one time as well. But we finished up our thing, which
We'll just call it this. Bogman and Welsh save Christmas. That's what it is. You can get to know that. We'll also be voting on the Jack Boy songs. We are going to have a wheel that is going to have prizes and awfulness for me. We'll probably be inviting some of the ITL guys in a Discord to come on. It'll be multiple hours of fun, if not only to sign up to hang with us and celebrate Christmas only the way that we can. InThisLeague.com, sign up today. Plus, there's a million other things with baseball stuff and offseason football stuff. We'd love to have you over there. Support today. InThisLeague.com. Maybe that'll get Bogman in the Christmas spirit. We've got to turn this Grinch into a Santa. How do
I will say that it does feel less like Christmas this year because we don't have this stuff up.
Yeah, your heart is three times smaller without that stuff.
Well, I think if you talk to a doctor, they'd say it's enlarged. But it does feel less Christmassy. Also, I don't know, this area is not very Christmassy.
Texas?
Yeah, look, there's a lot of lights on the houses, but when I go out to places, which is not very often, there's not a lot of, it's not cold. It's not even cold yet.
Oh, I was going to say, is it a lot more of the like, hey, you know the reason for the season?
well, there is a lot of that here. I'll say that. But yeah, I don't know. It doesn't feel like Christmas outside either because it's like, it's been a little cold, but I mean,
yeah,
it's still Texas. It's not that cold.
Listen, so.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I don't care what you celebrate. Our deck our balls is not a only judgy, Christmas. Nope, okay. I don't care. Merry, not offendmas. That is the most important thing. Merry, not offendmas. Whatever it is, have a good time, be joyous, celebrate, do some fun stuff, and that is what we will do. And we'll get Bogman. So football, everybody's like, what the hell is happening?
what happened?
But no, this is the quintessential ITL end of season thing that happens. People are like, oh, we love it when it's Bogman and Welsh. You're going to get like insanity when we're getting towards the end.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
In this league.
Break it down.
Because what are we really breaking down? We kind of broke our fantasy recap waivers talk because it falls down. As far as this week goes, it's kind of the same thing. The most important thing is monitoring injuries. We can't tell you every single bit of it, but we can go through some of them. So here you go. Aaron Rodgers, top of the news, not going to play this season. No shock. We said as soon as they lost, he was out. And as soon as they lost, games are out. There's really nothing else to talk about except the obvious.
Yeah, I mean, isn't it just annoying that this guy acted like he was going to come back this year, let all the cameras be in his face, and then when they interview him, he's like, well, I think it's just a little premature.
I could care less. I could care.
I know, it's just...
Maybe you're annoyed by it. Like, he said it on McAfee. He was just like, hey, you know, if we're in it, maybe there's going to be a little bit more urgency, but if we're not in it, maybe we don't push it. Least surprised that's all of all time. I mean, I'm not surprised that Zach Wilson's got a concussion. You know what I'm saying? Like all of those things that he's not playing. But injuries that matter. Ja'Marr Chase likely to miss this week and week 17. Mm. Essentially, your fantasy playoffs, you're going to be without Ja'Marr Chase, which in theory hurts Jake Browning. But I'm not going to do major downgrading. He did a lot of what he's been doing without Ja'Marr Chase.
They now play the Steelers, too, who have clearly given up.
Yeah, Steelers have given up. It does maybe change defensive scheming because, like, even if Ja'Marr Chase is out there, they have to account for him. But, like, Browning has been kind of just doing his thing. So I don't know if this is a huge downgrade. If anything, you guys got your answers. You don't have to worry about it. T. Higgins moves up, you know, into, like, a nice wide receiver two. Tyler Boyd is probably a half-decent wide receiver three. But you're going to do it without Ja'Marr Chase is where you're at.
Easy for you to say.
I can't say.
Yeah. No, I mean, T. Higgins is still a one. So he's been banged up, but he looked great last week. Made that amazing, you know, turn around, stick his arm out touchdown play last week, too. So, and like I said, they play Pittsburgh, who's given up, and Micah Fitzpatrick's already been ruled out. It's going to be a bloodbath.
Oh, yeah. Fun. It's going to even be worse. This, I guess, isn't an injury, but Falcons have announced that Taylor Heinicke is going to be the starter. There's also all this, like, Arthur Blank said they're going to wait until the offseason if they're going to make a coaching change, which 100% they're going to. Like, I don't care.
I don't know. Like, you say 100%. I think it's much more likely now since they lost to Carolina last week and, you know, they haven't been playing well, but they were in the playoff. They still technically are in the playoff hunt right now. So
when they lose,
it wouldn't be shocking if they kept Arthur Smith.
No,
I don't want it. No one wants it, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Bad decisions all around. Yeah, I would not be them making a bad decision would not shock me, but I expect him to be out. You're not going to see Ridder. Heinicke is going to be out there. God forbid you have to start him. Chris Olave is expected to be back this week. That was good. I was able to boost him back up in the ranks. Your boy Kenny Pickett practiced on Tuesday, yet they announced Mason Rudolph. So
well, I think Mason Rudolph is he's now the two. So like if Kenny is good, Kenny will be back up. I think that's what they want to happen, but I think it's still going to be Rudolph. So we'll see who ends up starting here. There is if they do still want Pickett, there's no reason to rush him back. They're clearly just not in a spot to be a danger in the playoffs or anything.
I'm expecting
they're not technically eliminated. I still think it's going to be Rudolph.
I think it's going to be Rudolph too. Kenny Pickett, they're going to just have his, you know, maybe he's active, but they just don't want to get him out there unless they need to. Also, Geno Smith going to practice and play this week, even after Drew Lock did.
They announced that like right after that game. I think he was really close to playing on Monday. Obviously, I mean, they didn't announce, no one knew who the starter was till like 10 minutes before the game. So I think he was really close last week, but I mean, they announced this so fast. It was like an hour. Like Drew Lock wasn't even done crying in his post game conference. And they said, yeah, Geno's going
to start. I think they wanted to get rid of like that, the
quarterback controversy.
The controversy. Yeah, exactly. That's what I was trying to say. Like mm-hmm. to get the controversy out of the way. So no one's being like, hey,
you let Drew Lock play for 2 weeks and there'll be no controversy.
Yeah. So the biggest one, I should put it at the top here. Actually, we don't think we have it here because the most recent news just came down, but Jonathan Taylor practiced in full today as we're doing this on Thursday. So that is the biggest piece of news I would say this week, because he should be good to go. And this is when Zach Moss did not practice. And hopefully you didn't blow some big waiver on Trey Sermon. But if Moss doesn't go, I would expect Sermon to still get some run. But Jonathan Taylor full go is a very good sign for him to be able to play this week. And that's where things had kind of been alluding to.
Fingers crossed. I need him. I lost Mitchell for the year in one of the three leagues I'm alive in. So,
oh, Keaton Mitchell. You had Taylor.
I have Taylor still. So I really need him to play.
Other DNPs, Will Levis dealing with a high ankle sprain. So I feel like
not looking good.
Yeah, maybe. I thought that one was still going to be good. Almost all but already ruled out as far as I've seen the reports. Anything could change. CJ Stroud still having symptoms to a concussion. And I've seen reports that it's like he's not going to play. But, you know, be on the lookout for it. I think it absolutely changes the game plan. It would make a guy like Noah Brown even better to me. But I'm not 100% sure. Also, with him, we did not have any Nico Collins. So Nico Collins did not practice on Wednesday, nor did Stroud. So just keep an eye on those.
Not good for Houston.
Tyreek Hill still has not practiced with the ankle injury. This is bad because I'm trying to get him in guillotine. I have the potential monster wide receiver core for guillotine. This could be my guillotine this week, Boggs. Cooper Kupp, Justin Jefferson, and Tyreek Hill.
This is it.
And this is it. This is the final week for the stupid guillotine league.
The final countdown.
Yeah, I want to take this one down, but it's a big dog. And I think Toft has McCaffrey. So like McCaffrey never became available. So he's got McCaffrey. I got those wide receivers, but I got to make sure that Tyreek Hill is good. So
yeah,
he hasn't practiced, which isn't.
Yeah, I'm. So this one I'm actually not as worried about. He still could not play, and it wouldn't be shocking. I need him. In that same league where I lost Mitchell and I have JT, I also have
Jesus, you might have the greatest team ever.
I don't know why I won this week. Like I should not have won at all because I was missing Tyreek and Mitchell got hurt and no JT. So I just had my other players stepped up. I had Higgins in there as well. So my team advanced, but now I'm in this questionable spot. But I do think they are babying Tyreek and giving him as much time off as he could possibly get. So
I think he goes in this one
to practice at all, but still play.
Yeah, I do too. I think that last one was kind of the build up. Let him get good. I think he's going to play up for Dallas. That's a huge, huge game that's going down. The rest of these guys, I think there is major concern that not a single one of these other players plays this week. It easily can turn around. But in many weeks on Wednesdays, we kind of talk about like, oh, you know, these guys are all be good to go. I think there's some major questions here. Trevor Lawrence, still in proto. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah. That doesn't seem good. I'll just go through them. Ramondre Stevenson with the ankle. Hunter Henry with a knee. Brian Robinson with a hamstring. Jaden Reed and Christian Watson both did not practice. Zay Jones, Zach Wilson, and Najee Harris with a knee injury. I think all of those guys are in some major questions. If Watson and Reed do not go, it's going to thrive for a guy I'm picking. At best, as long as only one of them goes, I still think it works. But like, if I were to bet on who would play here, it's maybe Lawrence and maybe Najee. I wouldn't be counting on the rest of this group to play.
Yeah, I don't really care if Najee plays. He was so bad last week, it doesn't matter.
It'd be better if he didn't, because then it could just be like Jalen.
Yeah, that's what I think too, and you'll hear about it in a minute. But yeah, so I think Lawrence will clear. I think it's just one of those. We don't know, and they did sign a quarterback today, so we'll see. But I do kind of expect him to clear. The rest, I don't. I don't think any of these dudes are playing. Maybe Hunter Henry will get over it, but Stevenson's initial thing was multiple weeks. Robinson, there's no reason for the Commanders to rush Brian Robinson. Reed with the toe. Watson has been in and out. Like, I just don't really expect most of these guys to play like you do, so...
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Could be wheels up for a lot of backups right now.
A lot of backups. There's a lot of things floating out there. I will say,
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Oh, I remember.
I love
In this league.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, I remember that.
There was some Alexander Mattison. He was not in their initial walkthrough, but Kevin O'Connell, they have not ruled him out yet. So Ty Chandler is super important. Really, the other important ones we should have kind of like focused on what we talked about in the last episode is following what happens with Josh Jacobs for Zamir White. And what happens for Alexander Mattison for Ty Chandler? Both go into startable range if the guy on the other side is not active. Mattison or Chandler still has, I think, flex
standalone value.
Yeah, if Mattison does play,
I think he's just the main back now. I think
kind of what I'm alluding to. Yeah. Like Mattison will still get some though.
Absolutely. And the problem with Mattison is he could get goal line carries, which. Is weird because he's more of the battering ram than Ty Chandler, obviously, but he's also more likely to cough that ball up. So, yeah. So we'll see what happens there.
And putting this out, I just noticed this, Vic Tafer reports that Jacobs is on track to play this week in week 16 to return in week 16. So that's going to kind of eliminate Zamir White and him most likely being a viable option, but the Mattison stuff, I think the Mattison stuff might be a little bit more coy. I think Ty Chandler, you can be a lot more comfortable with. And then last thing I was seeing here, Keenan Allen did not practice on Wednesday. So that's another really key.
I saw Aaron Jones just went from healthy to questionable as well.
I think that's been his MO though.
He's just been, he was out for a while until he played last week finally. And he looked good and now he's questionable again.
Well, listen, if he were to not play, it's like Pierre Taylor, I think, is it? Because what's his face has a broken hand.
Yeah, A.J. Dillon.
A.J. So, Dillon's like done. So
Patrick Taylor, you mean?
Or Patrick Taylor. Said
but they also signed Kenyon Drake. Kenyon Drake could have still Ravens, value in 2023.
The Ravens signed Melvin Gordon again.
Yeah, I mean, Mitchell went down. So that's their third back now. So
I don't like it. So a lot of injuries. Ty Chandler, going to probably be one of the biggest beneficiaries if you're really kind of focusing through here. I would also boost up whatever, like Noah Brown, maybe Robert Woods, if Stroud plays. And outside of that, I mean, there are some effects. If Stevenson plays, it kills Elliott. I don't think he's going to play. And then the Packers wide receiver situation really affects the other guys. So, you know, of someone boosting value at this point, it kind of seems like Ty Chandler is one of the big ones. So make sure you pay attention to that during the week. Let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to give you our plays for the week. And then the Jack Boyce featurette may be the final of the season. I don't know. Jack might give us one more for week 17, but this could be one of the final ones. So stick around. More In This League right after this.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
Littering and...
Littering and smoking the...
In This League.
Break it down.
Top plays for week 16. Let's look at last week. I had a couple really good hits and then just still kind of a lot of eh. So, on quarterbacks, Geno Smith did not play. I get nothing. Baker Mayfield was my surprise QB1, and that was a smash. You had Jake Browning and Will Levis. Will Levis was not.
No.
I think, what did
Browning was good. He threw those two touchdowns to Higgins. So
yeah, let's see where he was. I should have pulled this up. I don't know why I don't always have this up here. This is the week-by-week points over on Fantasy Pros. Week 15, clicky-click. Quarterback, clicky-click. And Browning.
324 and two touchdowns.
Number eight, you, sir, get a point. And I get a point. Baker Mayfield was number two. But who was your second quarterback? I already forgot.
Will Levis.
Yeah, Levis finished 18. It's just kind of null and void. Geno Smith didn't matter. Going over to running backs, I had Achane as my surprise RB1. You had Devontae Smith. I think that is a negativo for both of us, correct?
Javonte Williams. You said Devontae Smith.
What?
You said, I thought you said Devontae Smith. You probably said Javonte Smith. Javonte Williams.
Oh, yeah. Javonte Williams. Yeah. If I said it wrong, apologies.
I thought you
Christmas
said Devontae
time. Yeah. Apologies.
Smith. Like, wide receivers. Well, he's not even on here.
Javonte
was terrible.
Achane finished 31st and Javonte nowhere to, he finished 52nd. So that's a big, negativo. Who were on our number two?
You had Warren, who didn't do anything, and I had Ken Walker, who was really good.
Let's see. Ken Walker ended up, I think Ken Walker finished finished eight. So you got Walker. Okay. I didn't get Warren. And then who were our sleeper RBs?
You had Ty Chandler, so you got that. And then Deontay Foreman literally had negative yards.
It's literally the best pick of the week, Ty Chandler. He was fourth overall in scoring in half PPR. Wide receivers, our wide receiver ones were whom?
You had Zay Flowers and I had Cortland Sutton, so we're both stupid.
Zay Flowers, big piece of garbage. Love him personally. They don't target him. He fell apart. Sutton was 30th, so no points.
You had Jaden Reed, which got you points. I had Odell. He didn't do anything.
Let's see. Jaden Reed,
right there.
18, so I smashed that. Odell, horrible pick.
And they're both big dumb idiots because you had Michael Wilson and I had Josh Downs. So
garbage pick. Yeah. So there you go. So I think I hit really well on three. You hit.
I had Walker and Browning.
Yeah. You hit well on those two. So those were our big out of the pocket plays. Again, these are not meant to be the sole. This is the only thing that exists in ranks. Our ranks are out. We also post them on Fantasy Pros every single week. So you can kind of see that. But these are the out of pocket. These guys have an opportunity to jump type of plays. So for week 16, surprise QB1. Bogman, how about I'll start? Go against your boy, Jake Browning. Or your Pittsburgh boys, I'm going to go with Jake Browning. Even though he's going to be without Ja'Marr Chase, that doesn't matter to me. And as he really hasn't mattered to their offense with Ja'Marr Chase. I mean, Ja'Marr Chase obviously just makes things better. But over the last 3 weeks, Jake Browning is the number two overall scoring quarterback in fantasy. He has scored 20 points each week. He is without Ja'Marr Chase, but this is against a Pittsburgh Steelers team who is falling apart. The secondary, you already said one of their best defenders is going to be out in Minkah Fitzpatrick. And you still got a couple of great wide receivers. They've been getting the tight end involved, Joe Mixon and Chase Brown. It's still a pretty dang good offense that I think Browning is a lock for at least two touchdowns. And he's just still not in that ranked territory. Browning is, let's see, where is Jake Browning? He's quarterback 19 on Fantasy Pros this week. If I'm looking for a Hail Mary, I'm going towards him. Now, am I starting him over, you know, Baker's got a great matchup or Jordan Love? No, but the rest of the guys kind of in that range, like Russell against New England.
It's not good.
Pittsburgh. I'll take Browning against Pittsburgh over Russ Wilson against New England. So he's right on that fringe of the QB1.
Yeah, I thought there were not great options at quarterback this week. It's bad. So my surprise QB1, I'm going to go with the elite Joe Flacco. And Flacco has thrown for at least 250 yards and two scores in every game that he started this year. And Houston, they're not holding the ball because it's not likely still not C.J. Stroud. They played defense well last week against Tennessee, but now we know that Will Levis had a high ankle sprain for a big part of that game. So not surprising to see Tennessee's offense not do anything when their quarterback is gimpy. Flacco has been sitting back there and picking defenses apart. I expect more of the same from him this week against Houston. So I will go with Joe Flacco. It's disgusting. I don't even fight for my Steelers when you pick against them, and I'm taking Joe Flacco on the Browns. What the hell is happening?
It's the point of this year.
Yeah.
All right. So now our sleeper quarterback, if you had to go really deep, probably this is dealt more in the like super flex range, but who is your sleeper quarterback?
I mean, like I said, it's all garbage down at the end. So I'll just say a guy that I think will perform better than expected. I'm not telling you to start him. Bailey Zappe against Denver. We just saw Denver's defense. They played well for like 6-7 weeks in a row. And then the Lions just absolutely exposed them last week. I don't know that the Patriots have the horses to put up 5 touchdowns, let alone 5 passing touchdowns. But Zappe's looked good. He looked good against Pittsburgh. He looked good last week as well against Kansas City. So I think that he could look pretty good here.
I am going with actually a quarterback that is ranked higher than him on the Fantasy Pros consensus ranks. He's ranked 16th. And this is a matchup based play. I'm going Nick Mullins. Nick Mullins up against the Detroit Lions. Mullins had 2 touchdowns last week and 300 in passing yards. I'm looking at Fantasy Pros projections, 266 with 1.5 touchdowns, and they're projecting a pick. One of the positives, the Lions over the last 4 weeks have 1 interception to their name. They have given up almost 1,000 yards passing over the last month. It's a 6-to-1 touchdown to interception ratio. They've also given up a couple rushing touchdowns. What works well? Justin Jefferson, given the second best cornerback wide receiver matchup, according to PFF of the week. There are only 3 wide receivers given an excellent rating. He is number 2. And he is in the fold. Addison has been really good with Jefferson behind them. And if Madison is out, obviously they're going to attempt to run. I think Detroit's going to do, you can pass against Detroit even better than you can run. If it gets them in a situation where they're passing again, I mean, they put that to Nick Mullins last week, 33 pass attempts over 300 passing yards. This matchup works well. I think Nick Mullins is another 2-touchdown marker. And I think Jefferson can have a big day as well. So I'm going to go with Nick Mullins. Going over to our surprise RB1s of the week. I know I picked him somewhere, maybe in the betting market. I talked a lot about him. But we're going to go back to the well with Ezekiel Elliott going up against the Denver Broncos. On the season, the Denver Broncos have tightened it up. Over the last month, they're more middle of the pack as far as like what fantasy points they've given up. They've given up 426 yards. They're averaging over 100 yards rushing over the last month, which does put them inside the top 10 overall. They're also giving up still some passing yards to running backs. 15 catches on 21 attempts have already happened. They've given up 4 touchdowns to running backs between rushing and receiving in that time. And Elliott's just the guy. And on the season, by the way, the Broncos are still the worst. They have given up the most rushing yards, 1,800 rushing yards.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Important topics in sports wagering: real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. After that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more?
Let me tell you something about
In This League.
They're also in, like, I think the, as I'm looking here, yeah, they're in the top 10 of receiving yards given up as well. 17 total touchdowns receiving and rushing. That is what Elliott is about. Their offense and the Patriots stink. It's going to go through Elliott again, and he is going to be your surprise RB1 of the week.
I'm going to go with Chuba Hubbard against the Packers, and this is because the Packers' defense has been terrible, especially the run game. They've been giving up 152 yards per game over the last three. Only Seattle, Jacksonville, and the Cardinals have been giving up more. So, look, I don't love Chuba Hubbard. I don't love the Panthers, but since firing Frank Reich, he's gotten 25, 25, and 24 touches. So they're giving him the ball so many times. He's gonna break a couple, and he's also been scoring some touchdowns. So, I mean, not last week, they only kicked three field goals. But when they get down there, if they ever do get down there, he's the one getting the football. So, give me Chuba Hubbard this week against the Packers.
I love Chuba. I moved him up pretty high in my ranks as well this week. So he might be someone I pick in the betting market. So be on the lookout for Bet This League later this week. All right, your surprise RB2 of the week, Bogman.
I'll go Homer here. Give me Jaylen Warren just because I think that Najee is less likely to play. And if he does, I expect him to be on a pitch count. So I think if Mason Rudolph is starting and Najee is gimpy, I think they give the ball to Jaylen Warren probably 15 to 20 times in this game. And I don't know if he's going to be effective. Cincinnati's been playing better football, even on defense. But they're going to hand him the ball a bunch. They're going to throw him the ball a bunch. I think he touches the ball more than he has this season in this game. So I just expect to see a lot of Jaylen.
So you're saying I should bet him again? I love to bet Jaylen Warren, but I've been fearful. I think I'm back in.
I'm the cooler. So, well, yeah. I say I'm the cooler, and I was 4 for 5 on props on Monday night. So
worst prop week I've had the entire season was last week. I haven't not had a week. I don't think I've had a week as bad as last week. So yeah. I'm looking to improve. So maybe I'll listen to you.
Wait till you got to pick someone week 18. Nothing makes sense week 18.
Yeah, so. I'm just going to flip coins. I'll just be like, I'll pick a, you know what I might do? I'll put a bunch of guys I'm interested in on a wheel. I'll spin it, and then I'll just spin what type of prop I should pick for them, and I'll just let the gods decide. That's a great way to bet, I think.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good one. All right. This is a funny one. So my surprise RB2 of the week I'm going with is a player that is not ranked as an RB2. Typically, this is a no-brainer. This is a no-brainer in here, but the narrative has turned so hard on this player that it is being promoted. You cannot start him. There's a lot of justification in that, but I'm going to jump back in. He is RB 25 on the half PPR consensus this week. Give me Austin Eckler versus the Buffalo Bills. That's where I know it's weird to say it. And some people might be like, oh, it's silly, blah, blah, blah. But you are going to hear advice across the board saying if you have more better viable options to take them, Ty Chandler will probably get suggested over. I mean, right now, if we look at the ranks, you've got James Conner, Ty Chandler, Chuba Hubbard, Ken Walker. I think a lot of those are hard to disagree with, except the Ty Chandler and Conner one. And that's, I think, where he can slip
Conner.
In.
Conner? You're starting Conner.
Over Eckler?
Yes.
No. I literally have that choice this week. I have that choice in our dynasty.
Well, he's wrong.
Maybe. I mean,
look at what Conner just did to your Niners, and the Niners were playing unbelievable on run defense. Like, the offense for the Cardinals is much better recently. How can you trust Austin Eckler?
No, like, that is the biggest risk. That is the 100% biggest risk.
Well, that's why you get to pick him here, because this is one where you look at it, and usually this is a ranking that is saved for a running back that is coming off an injury, not a guy that has played last week and has played most.
You just
of
built
season.
Up everything I was talking about. You were the one that's like, there's no chance, there's no reason you.
Well,
can
not
start
Conner.
Him.
Like, you start him over Ty Chandler. I'm fine with that. Start him over a couple of those guys. Not Walker and not Conner. So Look, Connor has just been, I picked against Connor last week and he bit me in the ass. He used
Michael Wilson and DeMarcado a little bit. They did,
but DeMarcado got most of his rushing yards on that one big
run. Oh, yeah, I think he got all of them on that one. My point is that they're still using other guys. The same thing can happen. What my only bet, and this might completely blow up in my face, is that they literally fired the coach. It is back to basics and back to basics in my mind, even though they're not playing for anything. That's why I'm picking Hubbard right there. Back to basics to me is just give Eckler the ball as much as you possibly can. Bills kind of median. They haven't given up a bunch of receiving yards to running backs. They've given up a decent amount of catches in that period of time. I'm going to go with my gut and say that Austin Eckler bounces back and he is my surprise RB2 because he is not ranked there. And I just don't think he's viewed in that spot. And number three, picking another tough matchup, going with Justice Hill. I'm going to take Justice Hill against the 49ers. 49ers Rendy has not been as good as of recent. And one thing you also see happen is running quarterbacks have a little bit of an edge against the 49ers in that it opens up the field a little bit more. And this was one interesting thing I found. Only two teams this whole season have had 20 or more carries against the 49ers. Those two teams both went well over 100 yards rushing as far as running backs go. Well, guess what? The Ravens averaged the most rushing attempts in the NFL, one of five teams with 30 rushing attempts per game. So obviously Lamar Jackson's going to open this up. We know Gus is going to get that 15, but Justice Hill is still going to get his, and he'll be involved in the pass game when they're moving, when Lamar's moving around. I think Justice Hill could have a sneaky day, and he is well outside. I think he pushes that flex range against the 49ers because Lamar can do that. They can get some deep passes going. And the linebacking core and the front four have just not been as good at stopping the run lately. And this is the most proficient of rushing attempt team in the NFL. And when you wear those Niners down, you do make some headway. We know we're going to see double digit touches by Justice Hill. So that is my sleeper of the week.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a pretty decent pick there. I'm just going to pick Bears until I get one right. So give me Roshan against the Cardinals.
I think you picked a Bear for like 8 straight weeks.
I definitely picked Foreman last week, but look, I think the logic is good here because the Cardinals been giving it up on the ground. 228 against the Rams, 130 to Pittsburgh, who's miserable, and 144 last week to the Niners. So over the last three games, no team in the NFL is giving up more rushing yards than them. They are dead last. Jacksonville second, Seattle, then Green Bay, and Dallas and Washington. So it's been bad for them recently. Roshan got the most carries. I'm adding 2+2, but according to the Bears, usually 2+2 equals sparkles or something. And that means Justin Fields will have 150 rushing yards and no running back will have over 25. So we'll see what happens, but give me Roshan.
All right. Wide receivers, your surprise wide receiver one of the week is who?
Give me T. Higgins. No Chase. I think Joey Porter Jr. is hitting the rookie wall here. He's getting flagged for a bunch of PIs and stuff, and in trying not to get PI, he's been giving up catches. So, and I don't know who is playing safety for the Steelers this week. It's not Micah Fitzpatrick. DeMonte KZ got suspended for the entire season because of the cheap shot of Michael Pittman. Trent Thompson is hurt. Miles Killebrew and probably a practice squad guy, or they might move Patrick Peterson over to safety for a week. I don't know who is playing on the back end of the Steelers secondary right now. So your pick of Jake Browning is excellent. I think T. Higgins is going to feast in this game. I think everybody for Cincy could eat. So, yeah, give me T. Higgins as my surprise wide receiver one.
My surprise wide receiver one of the week, I think in the consensus ranks is like 13. So I'm not going out on a crazy limb here, but I have talked a decent amount about him this season. Give me Rashee Rice as a wide receiver one this week.
So good. Whatever his reception prop is, he's going to, unless they moved it up to 9 this week, he keeps getting 8 or 9. Like, it's a month straight.
And dude, you remember coming off that bye, I said, I think this is the turn. And end up being right off the bye. I'm like, I think this is the turn where Rashee Rice starts to take over. And now he has had at least 7 catches in 4 straight games. He has not had less than 9 targets in 4 straight games. And guess what? His highest wide receiver performance of the season was against week 12, the Raiders. So he's going up against the Raiders this week. He's 13. He's going to score at the high level. He has been outscoring Travis Kelce, which might get reversed here a little bit, but we know he's going to get a ton of targets. And if his reception prop is 4.5, yeah, I'm going to take it. I'll be taking it this week because he has been a monster and he literally did this against the Raiders. Raiders aren't going to be stopping him. I know they're like middle of the pack overall, but Rashee Rice against the Raiders, 8 catches on 10 targets, over 100 yards and a score. He also has a touchdown in 4 of his last 6 games. So give me Rashee Rice as a wide receiver 1 this week.
I love it. Who's your wide receiver 2?
Oh yeah, it goes to me. Noah Brown. I've been talking up Noah Brown. I think he is firmly in that Tank Dell role. Nico Collins is a little bit questionable still and probably not going to play if we're being completely honest about it. Cleveland is a tougher matchup, but top corner Bill is going to go to Robert Woods and you're going to move Noah Brown around. The thing I worry about is how rough and tough this Cleveland defense is. But Case Keenum has a rapport with Noah Brown. Whoever the quarterback is, the ball is going to Noah Brown. I think he can get another 5 or 6 catches at minimum, but I think he's going to have a bigger week than expected because that team is not going to be able to run and they're going to be passing the ball. Devin Singletary I like this week, and I love Noah Brown again. He is my surprise wide receiver 2 of the week, who I believe is ranked. Ooh, Noah Brown, where are you? I think he's ranked into the
40s, right?
Yeah, I can't even find him right now. I guess I'm not doing the control search, but Nico Collins is at 40. Where are you? Oh, no, 35. He is 35. He's ahead of Nico Collins right now.
My surprise wide receiver 2, I'm going to go with Chris Godwin. They finally got him the ball last week. He did, I think, pop up as limited today on a Wednesday, but Wednesday is a veteran rest day, and he didn't rest, so I think he's going to be okay. 10 catches for 155 last week. Not expecting that again, but at least we know that they are focusing on getting him the ball, obviously because his wife complained about it on Twitter. So, yeah, Chris Godwin getting the football finally in Tampa.
Is that what happened? I didn't see it.
It did. Yeah, that was like 2 or 3 weeks ago. So his wife was making a big deal about it. And then my surprise wide receiver 3, give me Josh Palmer. I'm going to go the opposite. I know Austin Eckler should get the ball. That's what coaches do, right? We saw Chuba Hubbard do that. We've seen Antonio Pierce do that as well. Give the ball to the running back when the coach gets fired, because that is the simplest plan. And so I understand the appeal of Austin Eckler. This Chargers team, I've never seen a team look worse. And I watched the Steelers the whole year. So that Thursday Night Football was absolutely pathetic. I expect him to be losing this game. I expect Easton Stick to be throwing it like he was late in the game against the Raiders last week. And Josh Palmer was a beneficiary of some garbage time. So, you know, just a couple big hitters. He's a deep threat still. Easton Stick can uncork it a little bit. So let's go with Josh Palmer again.
Yeah. And I think Palmer and Eckler can still.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, there's garbage time to go around for the Chargers right now.
My final one here, my sleeper wide receiver of the week. I think I talked about him a little bit during the live stream we were doing on Fantasy Pros, but give me Dontavian Wicks. This is one of my favorite plays this week. I don't expect Watson to play.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
And I kind of don't think that we're going to see Jaden Reed. It's definitely a possibility they can get him out there. But Dontavian Wicks' best game of the season was this past week. He had 7 targets. He caught 6 balls for 97 yards against a bad Tampa Bay secondary. Carolina's not quite in that exact same realm. But they're going to sling the ball again. I don't know how much they're going to, even with Aaron Jones banged up. I was actually hopeful. I almost picked Aaron Jones as one of my plays this week.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League. More Spoon. Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Stay here right now. Leave a message or whatever. Podcast listeners leaving messages stupid.
the voicemails definitely give credit. I feel like Jack Boyce has allowed this segment to continue on, and that's been the nice thing this season. I think his effort into putting in songs every week has kept people from doing voicemails even when they could have ended. So we do have a couple of his featurettes. That's his band name, by the way, Jack Boyce and the Featurettes. We do have some of those that are going to be jumping in here. And what better way than to kick it off with Bogman's boy, Moyes?
What is going on, guys? It's your boy, Moyes. Aww. Daddy has been eliminated from the playoffs.
Oh, right? Daddy.
He is gone until next football season.
All right, buddy.
So, you guys were saying that Kyler Murray looks like a cartoon character when he runs with the ball.
100%.
Tommy Pickles from Rugrats. Me and my friends have talked about this before.
Also, I'm going to have to look at
Mayfield. Only quarterback to have a perfect quarterback rating in Lambeau. That's what you call daddy. Pick of the week. I'm going to go with.
Oh, you don't have it?
Over 43 in daddy versus Trevor Lawrence.
What is that?
And
Tampa Bay.
Eliminated from all my leagues. Oh. So I think I'm just going to send multiple voicemails to you guys because I have nothing better to do.
Hey, guys. Well, Moyes, you could join us on. Deck our balls if you want to have some fun. I'm very sorry that daddy has been eliminated from his leagues.
I'm not.
There's a Baker Mayfield thing in there as well. All right. So what did he say? Who did he say from Rugrats?
Tommy Pickles.
Tommy Pickles Rugrats. Yeah, it's a very distinctive run. Oh, that's Tommy's like the main character. Tommy Run. He's the one in the diaper with the blue.
Oh, that
never grew up. All right. But yeah, I mean, that's the type. There's a very similar body frame.
Little of baby Tommy. Body. Right.
Yeah, but it's like.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.